It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is now one of five states that will automatically notify voters about the status of their mail ballots. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Back in 2009, Denver's government launched a new service that sent emails and text messages to help voters track their mail ballots. The technology spread to a handful of counties in the 11 years since, but on Monday, the Secretary of State announced that voters across Colorado will now have access to the Ballot Tracks platform. If the state has their contact information, the service will send notifications to voters. Here's Pam Anderson, Executive Director of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
Now what we've learned is we automatically enroll voters, and they really appreciate getting that official election information from their trusted election source. Very few voters say, oh, I don't want to know about what's going on with my ballot.
More information about ballot tracking is available at govotecolorado.gov. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A federal court has ordered the U.S. Postal Service to halt the circulation of Colorado election mailers that state officials say are misleading. The post office says 75% of the flyers have already been delivered. They say employees have pulled about 330,000 flyers from processing after the court ruling, but that a significant number is still set for delivery. People who work at or manage marijuana businesses no longer have to be Colorado residents. The residency requirement was part of Colorado's original laws when the state started regulating legal marijuana. Its repeal takes effect this week. The change had bipartisan support from state lawmakers. It is the time of year when tarantulas emerge from their burrows in southeastern Colorado, the season when male spiders try to find a mate. Experts say not to panic if you see a tarantula. Their bites may be painful, but they are not aggressive, and no one has died from being bitten by one. The so-called tarantula migration usually starts when the weather begins to cool in late September and can run through October. Areas around La Junta attract people hoping to catch sight of the fuzzy arachnids. The southeast plains have highs near 90 today and through the rest of the week. 89 in La Junta, 88 in Pueblo. Parts of Metro Denver will hit 90 this afternoon, and it should stay in the 80s in Colorado Springs. 80s for Grand Junction today. In the mountains, it's highs mostly in the 70s, and those temperatures not changing much all the way through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.